Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer. When I began my journey with Spinraza in November 2017, I had little more than an inkling about what to expect. At the time, I was more concerned with the procedure than the potential benefits. The idea of letting a radiologist stick a needle in my neck wasn't exactly thrilling, especially since I knew that this would be an ongoing series of injections. Getting through that first dosing without any difficulties or side effects was a huge relief. From that point on, I could focus on the actual effects of the treatment. As I've written about previously, I've experienced a surge in energy and overall strength since I started this process. My gains have included better head and neck control, less fatigue, better dexterity and range of motion, and improved management of my respiratory issues. The latter makes it easier for me to talk clearly, now that I'm not constantly running out of breath. However, I've also learned why my maintenance doses are so important. The closer I get to each injection, the more I feel the effects of the previous doses wearing out. My energy levels start to revert, and I find myself on the verge of exhaustion at the end of the day. Currently, I'm in this pesky pre-injection fatigue stage. I'm a few days away from my next dosing, and my body definitely knows it. Whereas I typically go all day with barely a lapse in energy, now I feel like napping as soon as the afternoon hits. Back in 2017, I didn't see the need for multiple injections. I figured that if Bruce Banner only required one supply of gamma radiation to transform into the Incredible Hulk, I could get by with one helping of this fancy muscle juice. Now that I find myself dragging throughout the day without even leaving my house, I've changed my mind. Though it can be tedious to go in for an injection every 4 months, I'm grateful to do it. Spinraza has become an essential component of my healthcare, and it's all the more evident in the days leading up to an injection. Even now, my writing is slower than usual. I normally knock out columns and comic script pages after work, but it's become more time-consuming lately. All of this makes me realize just how much of an impact this treatment has on me. Just the other day, I went to my clinic to get lab work done for my injection. Given that I've barely left my house in the last 2 months, I was thrilled for this appointment. I had never been so excited to have blood drawn and to urinate in a cup, as it meant that I could have some actual human interaction. Yet, as my mom and I drove home that afternoon, I felt a sudden wave of fatigue wash over me. I barely finished work that day, and by 5 p.m. I was out for a nap. Pre-injection fatigue is not abnormal. If anything, it gives me the motivation I need to go to the hospital every 4 months. By this time next week, I'll feel more like Wolverine, and less like the drowsy prince from the movie Spaceballs. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forums moderator and blogger. My latest vlog has been posted, so I hope you'll check it out. Not only do I show you what's included in the Cure SMA COVID-19 care package, I also share with you my affinity towards mystery boxes. I find they're a fun way to try new products. Have you tried mystery boxes? Have they been a hit or a miss? I'd love to hear your thoughts at smanewstoday.com/forums. Another fun topic we're discussing on the forums is getting high. Okay, not the way you're probably thinking. Alyssa Silva shared her column where she talks about her first experience getting high as a result of taking a new prescribed medication. Although the medication worked for its intended purpose, the unintended side effect has given her reservations about taking it as well as other new medications. Can you relate? In Katie Napowacki's latest column, The Sunflower and the Hummingbird, she does an elegant job drawing parallels with our current situation to nature. I always love to read her perspectives. Be sure to check it out at the SMA News Today website. Our latest roundtable discussion has also been posted. We discuss how the coronavirus has changed how we get our Spinraza injections. We also talk about the new trend of telemedicine during this time and why we hope it continues. Join in any of our conversations at smanewstoday.com/forums. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.